the Mo Ibrahim Foundation, which is dedicated to improving the quality of government in Africa, can't find a recently retired president good enough to win the continent's premier prize for leadership. During a news conference where the announcement was made and where the most recent results of the Ibrahim Index of African Governance were released, the foundation's panel said they had unfortunately not been a good enough African leader to be awarded what's considered as the world's most valuable individual prize. The $5 million prize is awarded to a democratically elected leader who has stepped down after respecting term limits and has demonstrated excellence in office. The announcement was met with distress as to what kind of leaders we really have on the African continent. But Sudanese-born telecoms entrepreneur Mo Ibrahim said there is no cause for concern.
If we said we're going to have a prize for exceptional leadership, we have to stick to that. And we are not going to compromise, because that discredits the whole prize, the whole what you do. It becomes a pension. It doesn't become a prize for excellence. And everybody understands that excellence is something special. And if you cast your sight over all other continents and think about it, in 6 years we found three exceptional leaders, in addition to Nelson Mandela. So he's out of that. We found three leaders in 6 years. You think about Asia or think about Europe. Would they have found three leaders or more than three leaders in 6 years? I doubt that. So because excellence is exceptional. It doesn't, you know, I'm not saying that those Asian leaders or European leaders are bad, but exceptional is exceptional. And that's what we're trying to do.
Salim As-Salim, former Secretary General of the Organization of African Unity and former Prime Minister of Tanzania, echoed Ibrahim's sentiments, saying we should be proud that the continent has been able to produce three distinguished leaders in 6 years.
The idea is to award excellence, to recognize excellence. Now we hope that this award will continue to be a source of expectation, a source of inspiration, but certainly we cannot lower the standards. And we are very particular about that. There have been occasions where we have had excellent leaders, but they were missing in one or two things. It is a prize, it's an award for excellence in leadership.
Also addressing the news conference, Jay Naidu, who served as South Africa's minister responsible for reconstruction and development under Nelson Mandela's presidency, said the challenges of Africa can be solved partly by participation.
It's not going to be a prize that wins us good governance in Africa. It's a fact that we've produced an index, we are rewarding good behavior, but we're saying to people, whether you are in business, whether you are in civil society or trade unions or in government, organize yourself to fight for your rights. And so we're looking at the issue of governance through a lens of human rights, and that's why one of the important categories that we're looking at through a lens of participation, that people are the center of democracy.
Former President Festus Mogae of Botswana said that because a leader had not been selected this year, it did not mean that there are no good leaders in Africa.
We're not training leaders only for politics, but leaders. So that is already happening. And secondly, it is very important that the criteria gets to be understood and be seen to be applied consistently rather than go out of our way. We have not selected certain people on the criteria that we have. We change the criteria and appoint somebody else. That would be unfair. That's what we have been doing in Africa, and that has been very problematic. So that is why I think we also have to bear in mind that African leaders don't retire every year. So there will be good leaders in office who probably, if they had retired, would have qualified, but because they have not yet retired, have not qualified. And so to say that because we haven't selected a winner this year, that means that there are no good leaders in Africa, no, it doesn't mean that.
Despite a prize winner not being chosen, the index revealed that the average African country is being governed better than it was a decade ago. That in spite of the fact that governance standards have slipped in the four leading nations of Egypt, Kenya, Nigeria and South Africa, and that Nigeria has dropped for the first time into the 10 worst governed nations. Mo Ibrahim says, however, that good governance is about harnessing a country's resources to achieve the results any citizen living in the 21st century has a right to expect. Mansadi Sipeka reporting for AllAfrica.com in Cape Town.